Hey, it's Scott Bywater here, and today I wanted to talk about the whole concept of good hustle versus bad hustle. And I get a little bit nervous when I talk like this because I don't actually, I'm not operating from a script or any sort of dot points or anything like that. But it's something I've been thinking about quite a bit lately. Because there's two types of hustle that I can see, and hustle has become quite a popular term in recent years. And there's two types of hustle that I can see. There's hustle. Hey Maria, how are you? There's hustle that's driven from fear, and there's hustle that's driven from love and desire and connection. And when it's fear hustle, it's sort of like comes from a position of, hey, how can I make more money? How, you know, oh, geez, if I don't make money this week, then something bad's gonna happen. And it's driven from this sort of this energy which almost pushes what we want away from us, because it's coming from a very different space. Whereas when I look at good hustle, it's driven from inspiration instead of fear. So if you look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, he talks a lot about, you know, the whole aspect of hustling and how important it is to, you know, to hustle. And he has it right, but the, you know, because we do need to, you know, to be doing activities to make things happen. But where I think and believe the critical distinction is he comes at it, you can see when he talks and from his energy, he's coming at it from inspiration. Whereas I see a lot of people talk about hustle and it's sort of like, hey, you got to get up at 6 a.m. and go to bed at 10 p.m. and then, you know, you're going to work, you know, you're going to work magic. But I don't believe that's the case. And I think, you know, hustling, yeah, as such, when it comes from the right space, it can make magic happen. So, and the key here, I think, is I love doing these because I always feel like I'm on the edge. I have no idea what I'm going to say next. But the key here with, you know, with it is to access our intuition and to access our gut feeling. And that, you know, when we come from that space, when we come from that intuitive space, then we always know what to do. And we always know, you know, the best steps to take. So for example, if we look at, you know, intuition, when we bought our current house, you know, we walked in and, oh, hey, Teresa, how are you? Yeah, so Maria just said totally. So yes, but we walked into this, to our house. And I was literally just walking in, having a look at a house. And then my wife said to me, you know, a couple of hours later, she said, yeah, let's buy it. I'm like, hello, you know, are you sure about this? So, and what I got from this, you know, in terms of intuition, hey, John, how are you? But what I got from this in terms of intuition and in terms of gut feeling, like on that house, we made several hundred thousand dollars within a very short period of time from one decision. And that one decision came because we followed our gut. Whereas I compare this, you know, I compare this with, you know, just hustling, just hard work for the sake of hard work. And all I see that really, you know, driving us towards is just, you know, is stress, is depression, is a lot of the mental illnesses which we have today when all we're doing is hard work and not actually tapping into here. And Maria's just said, you know, is the key. When we stop listening, we just get off track. And I think that's absolutely, and I think in today's, you know, in the 21st century, you know, when it comes to, you know, what really matters, you know, and what gives us an edge, is it gives us an edge when we come from that intuitive space. So I was watching a video by Kyle Cease, and I absolutely love this guy's stuff. It's right on point. And he said he was a top stand-up comedian, but he said something in his gut, something in his intuition said, this isn't right. So he gave up what he actually had. He gave up he was like at the top of his game, and he actually gave it up. And he said when he actually took the step to give it up and moved into, he followed his gut and went into another area, which was combining personal development with the intuition space. He went into a space where he literally had zero competition, and his business just exploded because he took the time to trust that. Now, in addition to this, I've found that when we do something and when it feels hard or when it feels like a struggle, even though all of the aspects of us feel like, yeah, this is what we should be, I'm overthinking this and I'm getting confused. But when something is hard and every part of us is actually going, I believe it's a good idea at that stage to pull back. And hustling, in my opinion, some of the best hustling can be actually meditating, or it can be going to the beach and actually getting clarity, because that's when we often get some of our best ideas. And yeah, everyone has talked about this, but it doesn't always make the traditional business stuff. But if you look at Donald Trump, he talks about the power of intuition. If you look at Oprah, she talks about the power of intuition. Yeah, if you really go into it and dig into it, you'll find that a lot of the best entrepreneurs are coming from this space of intuition and trusting our gut. And you know what I think holds us back from doing this? It's scary as anything. And I can even feel when I jump on to, let's say, a live video with this, there's no like safety net. There's no sort of thing where I can go, hey, if I make a mistake, if I say something stupid, then I've got a safety net underneath me. And so you've just got to go with it and you've got to trust. But I also think that's the same when we trust our intuition in business. And sometimes it's something as simple as, and I have ignored this so many times in my business life, and I believe to my detriment, we get this idea. We get, you know what? You really should go to that seminar. You should go and check that out, because that seminar would be super valuable to you. And you get that gut feeling, and you know when you get that gut feeling because it feels really good, but then the mind kicks in and the mind goes, yeah, but you're really busy at the moment and you've got this on and you've got that on and you've got this on. But I find when I actually go to events like this or do this sort of stuff, that opportunity pops up because I'm going within the, within the flow. And I believe our best GPS when it comes to this whole thing of hustle, and when it comes to anything, our best GPS is our feeling. It's like this inbuilt GPS which comes through, which God, whatever created us, actually gave us so that we can actually make the right decisions. And when we feel heavy, when we feel like, oh shit, I feel like this isn't right. I feel like it just doesn't feel right. I believe that is in essence saying, hey, pull back and listen to what's within. Because these days there's so much data, there's so much information out there that it's often difficult to actually tune in to ourselves. And often we're looking for this person to tell us what to do, and we can go to others for inspiration. But I believe if we start hustling from the space of, really tuning into ourselves and going, hey, what feels right here? You know what? It feels really right to call this person, or it feels right, you know, today, you know, to just jump on the phone and call my past customers, or it feels right to implement this marketing campaign. And when it comes to marketing campaigns, like right now, I can think of certain things that I should be doing from a marketing perspective. But when I push into it, I'm like, it doesn't hold any energy for me to actually do that. And there's other things, and I get inspired, and I have this real feeling in my gut that, hey, yeah, you should do this because this is like super, super cool. Other things I'm sensing, and this is when it comes to hustle at the moment, I'm looking at my office, I've got to clear up this office because there's crap everywhere, and I believe this is stopping me from being clear. So that in itself is a hustling, but it's tuning into ourselves and going, what inspires me? And let's hustle from this space of inspiration rather than saying, what am I scared of? You know, what does everyone else tell me I need to do in order to create what I need to create? You know, which part of this is me feeling guilty, you know, because of something that happened when I was a child, which is causing me to over-hustle? Which part of me is that? You know, where is this actual sense that I need to hustle actually coming from? Is it, you know, is it triggered from my four-year-old self, you know, my parents said I was lazy, and therefore I always feel like I have to be doing something, yeah, in order to feel worthwhile because I don't love myself enough? Or is it triggered, you know, from a sense of inspiration? Is it triggered from this sense that, hey, I need to hustle because I need to give. I've got so much to give. I got so much. I want to make a difference. I want to change some lives, or, you know, whether it's to, you know, whether you want to change the lives of entrepreneurs, or whether you want to change the lives of kids, or whether you want to, but you want to give something back. Yeah. And then this hustle becomes something that enlivens us. And it's not just about, you know, hard work, hard work, hard work. It's about actually stepping back and, you know, and giving something from our heart. And I believe that gives us energy. That creates energy in us. And when we're stepping from that place, I think it makes a difference. And what I'd like, if you're watching this, what I'd like to encourage you to do is today to really step into that place of actually being willing to just do something because it feels good, you know? And think of it like jumping out of a parachute. So when I jump on this Facebook Live, like I'm on right now, I do it because, you know, because it feels good and it feels inspired to do it. And the reason I do it without a script, without, hey, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, I'm going to say this, is because, you know, it's like jumping in and it's free falling into life, because you don't have guarantees. But I can assure you, if you're hustling from this space, of inspiration, ideas always show up, you know, and they help you create things. And sometimes you'll think, like I'm thinking right now, or maybe I'm muffling, or maybe I'm saying stupid things. And this is a mind which talks to us and says we're off the right track. When in reality, when we're coming from that space of, you know, of hustle, you know, from inspiration, you know, it's we'll always be guided from that, you know, from that actual space. So anyway, that's it from me from now. If you've got any questions, if you've got any opinions in terms of, you know, good hustle versus bad hustle, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to you know, get your thoughts on that. But essentially, yeah, if we were to sum this up very simply, good hustle comes from inspiration and from wanting to give, you know, give something to others. Bad hustle comes from fear, comes from basically fear, and comes from,